clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, here goes the last one. The rest are missing in action.
For now.
I know. Then it's back to you. One last time.
I hardly think it will be the last.
No change.
How long will it take her to wake up?
No telling. Jay was already in the psych ward back at Yanis. I never got the details. Upsilon, this is Alpha. Come in, Upsilon. Over.
They should have made it to the land bridge, or at least the canyon trail by now.
As long as the frogs didn't get them.
We have what we need, in case Breach 6 is closed.
If we can make it back.
I can carry her.
All that way?
If I have to.
We can take turns, but that still doesn't get us past the god's damned frogs.
I know. But we can't sit here forever.
How do our supplies look?
We've got maybe 2 days left of fresh water.
Just two?
Jay had the extra and the medical pack.
Plenty of food. Alex still has the spare radio battery. We can stay in touch, but our water supply is our limit. We can stretch that to 3 days, if we're careful.
Barely enough time for a rescue team.
So, what do we do?
I don't know. Running to Upsilon, massive risk while Alex is down. No idea if the frogs will leave Breach 6, but even if Upsilon makes it to us, they may be in dire need of supplies too. There's no way any other teams could make it to us in anything less than 2 days. And what's the point anyway?
Lizzie, don't.
Right. I'll keep thinking. There's no harm in waiting here just a short while for a reply from Upsilon, if we're getting one at all.
Silas?
We already know it doesn't go anywhere. Not yet.
I don't trust...
I'll be right back. Promise.
Okay.
See you, Ifara. Radar your works. I humble myself to speak to you, giver of ways. Grant me a wish and take what is yours. Ifara, hear me.
Is it even working? We need to get home. Order Breach 6. Please. Why do I need the Link Stone? No, I didn't have it when I made the last request. What did Ilutisu find? How did they do it? The next section. I've read it before. I translated it myself from the Akkadian text. There are some minor differences, but it's unmistakably the same passages from the end of the dual language book from Vingula. And here, Ilutisu finishes with a command for the others to forget. Cast your Pilsu into the deepest sea and be forgiven and forgotten forevermore. Guard these words only so that you may know to forget. Damn you! Why did you keep these secrets for yourself? You brought some remnant of your people to Earth. Now I'm trying to do the same. How did you do it? And why was it so important to forget? If you wanted to be forgiven, you could have been more specific. Is the sequence important? Can we not go back to Earth? Are these breaches locked in place? Is our only way out the broken breach? Can we at least make it back there? What if I... Ivara, hear me. Open the way to Azratu. Do I have to say it all over again? I see you, Ivara. Great are your works. I humble myself to speak to you, Giver of Ways. Grant me a wish and take what is yours. Ivara, hear me. Take us to Azratu. Nothing. No sound, no draft, and no Link Stone. But I... Why are you stopping now? Where are you? You've been so damned insistent until this moment. Constantly on the edge of my perception. Like you know exactly how to stay in my blind spot, right in front of me, but never visible. Did you have a reason for all this? Were you just luring us out here to die? Or did you want to talk? Well, I'm here. And we won't be for much longer if we don't find a way out. So listen to me, damn you! Collect. Can I piss this thing off? Have I angered it already? But why bring us here and then leave us stranded? Does Ivara even have emotions I would recognize? Do I have a remote chance of understanding them at all? Where do I go from here? What do we do? What do I do? Wait. Why am I expecting them to care at all? They showed no care for Lucky and their people. Who knows how many perished? And yet, they found a way. Am I missing something? I don't have a way to use the aquatic specimen's viscera for traversal. That requires a Link Stone. But a Link Stone appeared when we wanted to go further down. Is that it? The only thing that matters is going further? further. That... there's no way. That would still imply there's some kind of sentience. But why do you want us down there? Why does everyone want us down there? We can't go. Do you understand? Can you understand? You've killed enough of us. Do you hear me? Enough! Are you even listening? Why do I care what you think at all? Do you even think? Would it be any effort at all to just drop us back off at Azratu? Is it beyond you? Do you want the way to be closed again? If we die... no. If we die, someone else will be along shortly. You have as little care as anyone back at Yanis. If not us, someone else. I was a fool for trying. If we want to live, it will be by ourselves.
Anything?
No. I tried a few things. But I'm grasping in the dark.
Rest up.
I'll try. You too.
Okay. I've made a decision. Nothing from Upsilon. The natives might be looking for us after the dock incident. And if we need to run to Breach 6 or radio any rescue teams for help, we might as well be as close as we can. We head for the land bridge. That might help us avoid the cliff-dwelling species. And I like our chances of dealing with the angler snake more than dehydration or thousands of frog people. We'll take turns carrying Alex.
I'll start.
Okay, don't push yourself. We may have to make this water last. There's no way I trust our purifiers to work. Silas? I'd like you to keep the radio on your back. Keep it transmitting. If Upsilon is looking for us, I want them to hear our message and for us to pick up their responses ASAP. I know that will burn our battery, but we've still got the spare, and I think if we're going to hear from them at all, it'll be soon.
I understand.
Listen, both of you, I pushed you hard. I thought I was doing the right thing, but...
Lizzie.
Wait. I let us all down. Everything was sequential in my head. A to B to C. We finished the Reach Project. I get everyone home. I get my revenge. I've been selfish, and I've been a bastard about it, too. I've killed so many. And I may have already killed us all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lizzie, shut the fuck up.
Huh?
We aren't dead yet. We get anyone out we can, then we'll talk. But we did this for Jay.
No, I...
We tried. You know why we came here. And even if we failed, we save who we can. It was better than not trying at all.
Right.
Come on. Let's get on our feet. There's a long road ahead.
Right.
Lizzie! Lizzie! I'm getting something!
Help me, Cass! I need to set her down!
I'm here.
I read you, Upsilon! Where are you now? Over.
Read you. We made it to the canyon trail. The ridge. Following it down. Camp. Over.
Upsilon, I'm having some trouble on my end. You must have made it into the canyon. It's interfering with your signal. No luck heading to the land bridge? Over.
Repeat. We can't make it. Not sure what else we can do. Over.
I got most of that, Upsilon. We're heading to the bridge. We'll try to meet you at the top of the trail if we have any luck crossing. Our only chance is to make it back to Breach 6 together and hope that the natives have left. Repeat, we're trying to get closer to Breach 6. Over.
We have to go further down. He might not hear anything else. This is our last message. Over and out.
Wait, Upsilon, you're going down? You're being chased? Can you read us? Over. God damn it!
They took the whole horde with them.
Or there's enough to cover the area.
What's got the natives so angry? It's not like they didn't know we were here before.
Upsilon may have stumbled onto something, or some place. Escalated the threat we posed in their eyes. They may not have even seen it. It could have been underwater. I don't know.
No point in theories anyway. We can check for ourselves if they've left Breach 6 alone.
What if we need to help Upsilon in the canyon?
They need to find a place to hide and sit tight. I don't think they can navigate the other ridge on their own, and it sounds like they're being followed.
The other breach might help them.
We can hope it's a shelter, if nothing else. That's where they're headed if they're smart. Our job is to try and summon a rescue team.
Another one.
Let's go. Maybe we can get back in touch with Upsilon on the bridge.
We're not far. Silas, it's your turn.
I can do this. This is Silas. Situation report. We're across the land bridge. The way was long and dark, but uneventful, and even the lighthouse couldn't illuminate the bottom. I don't want to talk about it further.
I don't know if we can do this. We're too slow carrying Alex. If one of the anglers spots us, we're dead.
Let's watch for a while. Maybe there's a behavioral pattern we can use?
They're so active, going around in circles over and over.
Like they're hunting, but where's the prey?
That would be us, I assume.
No, not unless there's enough humans right around the corner to feed these things. They must need a lot of calorie intake.
What if they're not hunting? What if it's the lighthouse? Maybe it confuses them?
Could be. So we wait for it to turn off again?
What if it doesn't?
It did last time. We just have to...
That one just broke its pattern.
Oh?
Now, where are you going?
Ah!
What just happened?
Something hit it! There, over there. Frog people.
They're attacking?
Maybe. Might be an unlucky patrol.
Lizzie, I can't see them very well.
The angler snake is rushing them down.
God! Yeah! Fucking!
It's lure flashed. It stunned the frog people.
Okay, so it eats frog people. That makes more sense.
No, nothing makes sense. Why are the frogs here? Couldn't they just avoid it entirely? I thought they stuck around the ocean.
I don't know anymore, Lizzie. I'm tired of trying to piece this depth together from a scientific view. Nothing about this place makes any fucking sense.
If not scientific, then what about cultural?
Go on.
We assume all the natives are acting together. There could be different tribes. Maybe these are trying to get across the land bridge to the lighthouse.
Why?
Jay said it was beautiful when it was turned on. He was in a mad dash to make it to the top.
So, they're trying to do the same?
Perhaps.
What's up with the lighthouse in the first place?
I don't know. I'm theorizing again when there's no point.
The lighthouse needs to hurry up and shut off so we can make it across. What's taking it so long?
Radio still on?
Still broadcasting. Unnerving to think Upsilon is down there below us.
We'll get them out. One thing at a time.
You hear that, right?
What the fuck is it now?
It's coming from inside the canyon. Wait. Do you feel that?
There's a breeze coming from below.
It sounds like water. I think the canyon's flooding.
But how?
What? We can't stay here.
Lizzie, I think we should move. No telling what'll happen to the bridge. Do we take our chances or wait at the lighthouse?
Wait. We can wait a little longer. There's no way the canyon fills that fast.
I don't...
Shit!
The lighthouse.
Lights out. Now or never.
Okay, we...
Gentarma.
Ah!
What the hell? Alex, stop!
Cass, are you alright?
Ow. God damn. I'm okay, I think.
What's she doing?
She's running back. Alex!
Cass,
Alex.
Come on. I've got you. We have to try and catch up.
Ugh. Still seeing stars. Just give me a minute. Okay. She's over here, heading for the dock.
I can't keep up. You have to stop her, Cass.
Go! Cassius, go! We'll catch up!
Alex! For fuck's sake, stop! Come back!
Jay!
Get away from the water! Now! No! Alex, please, don't move. You're too close to the water. Get away from there.
He's here. He's here. He's right here.
Alex, come on. What do you have?
I know. He's out there. Now. Gentarma.
I don't know how you know, but can we do anything?
What would you do for him?
I'd bring him back.
There is no back. He's gone. M. Marchine.
What does that mean?
He is with the One.
And what does that mean?
You will understand. Soon.
The tide is out.
Where did the ocean go?
Gathering. You'll be like me. Like Jay. soon.
We need to leave. Now. Alex, come with us.
I don't want to!
You do. Trust me. We can bring you back. If you're still in there. Alex, please.
This is still property of Yana's. You want it? You come with us.
Give it back!
Then move and make me.
I'll go.
Good.
Harsh, but effective.
Seems to be Lizzie's thing. At least it'll get her out of here.
What do we do now?
I don't think we have a choice. We wait at the lighthouse until...
Until...
The situation changes.
I see. Silas Caldwell, situation report for Yanis. Current events have rendered me unable to maintain our audio logs effectively. I will try to summarize. After investigating the lighthouse, we headed to a nearby dock closely resembling the one on Osratu. We were successful in locating a new aquatic specimen, but we lost Jay. Alex fell unconscious after grabbing the specimen, and Lizzie made the decision to leave and make for the land bridge. We were unable to cross fully due to a number of circumstances, including the presence of large predatory angler snakes blocking our path, the canyon sounding like it was filling with water, and Alex's reawakening. She attacked Cassius and ran all the way back to the dock, where we found her, holding Jay's medical pack. We are now back at Breach 7, like we were hours ago. We've gone so far, and yet, nowhere at all. Alex is struggling with symptoms similar to Jay's, and we are all exhausted. We have been running, fighting, carrying, and fleeing for the better part of a full day, and we no longer trust the canyon to get us across safely. If the water is rising, it may mean Upsilon is gone too. I am sorry. We are all sorry. We dragged them into our grand rescue operation, and we failed miserably. Upsilon gave their lives for nothing. If it's any consolation, we may not last much longer either. If revenge is something you need. I have not told the others, but I am going to try and reach out inside the breach again soon. I made an earlier attempt when we were still trying to make a decision, but to no avail. I'm not entirely sure it's even a good idea. I could open the dead breach in the canyon and find a wall of water to greet me. But I am hopeful there may be some trick to it all that will get us back to Breach 6. And who knows? Perhaps Upsilon was able to find shelter. I could swoop in and pick them up on the way. How terribly heroic. Silver linings. We have enough batteries for the recorders and the radio to last until we run out of water. There's almost no chance a rescue team will make it in time. And we're all fighting the urge to try and purify the water for drinking. So, we will continue making logs until we physically can't, and we're keeping a lookout for Upsilon. That's all for now. I left on bad terms, I feel. I don't know if anyone is even listening, or if we can come to terms. But my team and I are clearly in no position to argue. I don't even know how this works. I'm just copying the motions of some long-dead keeper. I don't know if they offended you or if I did, but if anything wants us to go further down, we are at our limits. Please. Am I missing anything? Through many dangers, through our own ignorance, and against the will of our God, am I trying to reach the wrong entity? No, that sigil is separate. This one, Ivara, is the Waygiver. That's who Ilutisu spoke to, and who seems to be in charge of the breaches, or at least in some way connected to them. But there's a pantheon. Only a few of them have been mentioned, but a thought occurred to me while checking on the radio. Perhaps I am making an assumption that this Ivara is always available. Maybe I have to stay in here for some time until I am heard. Very much like a radio. Hear me, Ivara! Grant me a wish and take what is yours. Nothing yet. What does that mean, anyway? I assumed taking what is yours meant, like with the Linkstone offerings. When we go from Earth to Gaia, we put a little salt water on the stone. It disappears, the stone glows, and the way opens. Repeat with each new breach. Still not even the vaguest idea of why it works that way, but when I opened the broken breach in the canyon, there was no offering. There was no Linkstone either. Was that incorrect? I'm fairly confident the strange, light-emitting substance Cassius found in the lighthouse crystal is the offering for this breach. But I don't have the Linkstone. Would it work if I could get it away from Cassius somehow? Perhaps I can make the offering and force the Linkstone to appear. Sort of the reverse of what happened on Osratu. I'll have to be careful. I can't let them know what I'm doing. But no. Wouldn't that just take us to Depth 7? We don't want to go further, no matter what Vincula's slogan might be. Not yet, anyway. I want to go back. How would I reverse the process? Use the aquatic specimen? What if it's used up in the process? Who cares? It's not like we'd be more stranded. If I could somehow get to Breach 6, that's the key. But how do I do that? Why did the Osratu Linkstone appear in the first place? Was that triggered by Ivara? I heard their voice and found the stone. Am I simply waiting their good pleasure before we can go anywhere? And where? This is bugging me. It should be irrelevant, but I swear I've seen this sigil before. The opposing god. The one whose will they fought against. Be irrelevant. A wild linguistic goose chase. No, it's not from the Akkadian text. Or the Gaian manuscript. So where? Wait. I have notes from Maru back in my office on Yanis. But where would I have seen? What is? Hello? Who's there? Lizzie? Is that you? What's wrong? Damn nation, what was that? Cass! Cassius! In the breach! Something's coming! Wake up!
Get off me!
Stop her!
Alora, look at me. Stop.
Alora?
Hey, how did you get here? What happened?
I heard someone approaching. She came running out of the breach.
Where am I?
Deep breaths. Deep breaths. You're at the lighthouse. You made it. I don't know how, but you made it.
We were cut off. The water started rising. I just had Quinn. We ran for the breach, man. We ran for so long. It kept going and going. I told them I would protect them
What happened?
I don't know. Our lights came out. I heard something running to us. We tried to get away, but I lost them. So I ran and just kept running.
You're safe now. Safer, anyway. Sit here. Here, water.
Am I alive? Or is this all a dream?
I don't know anymore. Why don't you rest?
I'm cold and exhausted.
Here.
I don't have the faintest explanation.
Figures. She lost everyone.
Yes. But how did she do it?
I don't know if we can trust her.
Sorry?
Now we've got two people who might be infected.
I don't think...
We don't know for sure. She doesn't even have her pack. Our water is already sparse.
Are you... Do we abandon her?
No. As usual, there's nothing we can do. We make ourselves comfortable and wait.
And so we wait. We have a problem.
What is it?
The ocean's rising.
When did it get that high?
I think it's rushing in.
We need to get to higher ground. Now.
Right.
Lizzie, pack up. We need to climb, or we're about to go for a swim.
Alora, come with us.
Where?
With me. Cassius, you've got Alex.
On it. Silas, guide Lizzie and Alora up the stairs. Go!
I've got the light. Follow me.
This way. Around. I get tired. Running.
We made it.
Cass, how high is the water?
I can't see. It's too far.
At least this should be high enough. I hope.
Alex, you still with us?
Cass. Cass, my head really hurts.
Look. We're gonna stay here for a bit. You stick with me, all right? Fight it.
Where's Jay? Cass, where is he?
Where are they?
Did they climb after us?
I don't see them on the stairs. I think they're at the bottom. A large group.
We're trapped.
We were trapped anyway. Maybe they won't climb up.
That's it! We've done all we can do! We ran as hard as we could, and we finally went too far!
This is it. We die up here.
Lizzie, we're not dead yet.
Oh, yes, we are. We tried. We failed. At least we die knowing what happened to part of Upsilon. Make your peace.
Cassius.
I won't give up.
I don't think we should.
There's a way out of this. There must be.
Cass.
I'm tired of saying goodbye, Silas.
Then don't, Cassius. I'm right here.
Something's wrong.
What, Alex?
We need to leave. We need to leave!
Alex!
What's happening?
The lighthouse! It's coming apart!
Run!
Alora, move!
Go!
I'm right behind you!
Where's Alex?
She ran ahead. Move!
We're dead! We're all dead!
The stairs! The stairs broke!
Jump! I've got you! I got you! Lizzie, you're next!
Alora! Go first!
Jump! I'll catch you!
You can do it!
Lizzie, hurry! It's giving away! I've got you! Help!
I almost fell!
Keep running. We can't stop now. Move! She just jumped in.
Hey! Jump!
What?
Jump! The breach is open! Jump!
Oh my god!
How? It's a trick. It must be.
We have to try. The lighthouse won't last long.
I won't go in there! You can't make me go back!
Alora, we have to! Alora, don't!
God damn it, they went over!
Silas, with me.
How do you know?
I don't. Do you have a plan? One.
Two.
Three!
Three.
We made it.
Help me!
No! No! No!
Stop it! No! Laura, no! Stop!
I can't be here! No, I won't go! There are things!
Stop! Stop! Laura, it's all ocean out there. We have to try.
Quinn, what?
I know.
We're in the breach, but how?
Looks like an air pocket. Does that mean it's working?
I don't know. Alex, how did you know?
Wrong. It's all wrong. Not in the plan.
Let's check the pedestal.
Watch your footing. The breach is tilted.
The link stone. It's here. Do we still have the lighthouse specimen?
If it didn't wash away... Here.
Should we go?
We don't have any other options. Open it.
Laura, stop!
Better stop your friend. There's only one way. The way is in your grasp.
Silas! What did you do?
I pulled the stone.
Oh my god! No! No! Laura!
Holy... Oh. Fuck, no.
Oh my god.
What if I...
Ah, Miss Vell, there you are. Good of you to volunteer today with our warehouse manager down sick.
A pleasure. Hardly anything for Alpha's supervisor to do when they go on these longer trips.
Well, since you're feeling productive, this warehouse needs an organizer's touch. You'll be working with Moss Langston, Echo Team Lead.
Hey.
We've got dirt samples from Gaia earmarked for agricultural distribution. That's the larger crates here. Many of the Gaian species reject Earth soil. We're trying to fix that the good old-fashioned way.
Mass delivery of soil.
Exactly. These are heading to one of our satellite facilities. Over here, the smaller containers, I need these to be relabeled. Work with Moss to subdivide the fungal species by which terrain sample they come from. I want these ready for shipment by tomorrow.
I'll be reading samples from the microscope and have you collate the fungus with the dirt containers.
Sounds terribly productive, all right.
Site Director, Priority 1 message. Site Director, Priority 1 message. Code A1391. Code A1391.
I'll leave you to it.
Code A for Alpha. Can you spare me a moment? I left my work materials behind by mistake.
Work materials?
No work gets done without tea.
Oh, right.
June?
V, what can I do for you?
I'm sorry to tear you away, but could you spare a moment? I need some help with the children.
Oh, I'm on it. Is this about the alert I just heard?
Yes. I believe it relates to Alpha. And what better time to try our new phone tap system?
Oh, my lands. I hope they're all right.
I don't know, but if we've played our cards right, we will soon. There. If he gets on the phone with someone, we should hear it.
Director Beckett?
Beckett, it's Douglas. Looks bad down there.
What happened?
Breach started spitting water over the damn place. Kept rising. Sent my team in to yank the stone.
Six is closed?
Yes, sir. No choice. It was like a whole ocean on the other side.
Damn. Any sign of Alpha or Upsilon?
Nothing. No bodies, no equipment. All gone. All hell was breaking loose, though. Kept hearing vibrations, loud thunder. Thought the planet might be disintegrating. I don't know. It's a wash.
Damn. Damn it! That's all?
That's all.
Understood. Keep an eye on it.
Roger. Headed back down now.
Oh no.
My God. Look, June, they're resourceful. They might have found shelter.
I hope so. Oh God.
He's calling someone else.
I'm past due on this phone call anyway.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Charlotte Caldwell?
What?
This is she. To whom am I speaking?
My apologies for calling you at this late hour. My name is Steve Beckett, and I worked closely with your son, Silas Caldwell.
Silas? My God, it's been months. What do you mean, worked?
Are you seated, Mrs. Caldwell?
Why? Has something happened?
Mrs. Caldwell, I know this is very sudden. Your son was involved in a project tied with the Department of Defense. The details are all a matter of national security, and I cannot divulge further.
Get to the point! Is Silas okay?
I regret to inform you he has died in the line of duty.
What? Is this some kind of sick joke?
I'm afraid not, ma'am.
What? No, he went to work for a pharmacy company. What's all this?
Ma'am, I cannot divulge any additional information. You will be receiving his effects in a short while. That is all I am at liberty to say.
His effects? No. No! This can't be. This can't be. No, he's my son. He would... He wouldn't leave me. He knows he's all I have.
I am sorry.
That man, he's given them up for dead already?
So it would seem. Why is he so sure?
Oh, God, please be alive. God, please let them be alive.
So near. So very near. Life and death. Health and sickness. And most of all, a debt long past doom. A wish was given. What is owed shall be taken. Soon.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Ivara is played by M. Mulder. Charlotte Caldwell is played by Leanne Egan. Additional voices provided by Stella Rowan Odom, Adam Robinson, Landon Wisnant, Bill Simons, Marvin Soul, Nikki Anto, Pele Freed, Clay Clark. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com, link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously.
Know the depths, wish for more.
Special thanks to our Indiegogo backers who supported us this season. Micah Carmichael, Jen Schabel, Jamie Henderson, Leanne Egan, Flo, Audrey Feltner, Fox, Katrina Rogers, Jose Sanchez, Johan Kingsley, Kit Hardig. And thank you to Mimi for your love and support always. This show was made on the Twin Strangers Productions Network. You can support the creation of new and ongoing audio dramas by subscribing to our Patreon. Visit our website to find the latest news and updates about other shows at twinstrangersproductions.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.